Thank God. Love Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, with Power Hour of Prayer. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. And God is in the blessing business. We believe and know what God can do. God is able to do anything. All things are possible, those who believe. We thank God for our sponsor, Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors, praying powerful woman of God. We thank God for you, Shanita. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. Shanita Kelly at 443-854-0977. All right, a praying powerful woman that will pray you through that blessing, that your person will be a blessing and not a burden. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Good morning, Dr. David Gaines. Good morning, Demetria. We are praying for you. God is able. God is good. And we believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer can do. We are praying for you and your family in its entirety. We are praying that God will give you traveling mercy. Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, is located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. You can give him a call for that natural hairstyle. Also has a barber on site. Dr. David Gaines can be reached at 443-449-3631. Master electrician, truly a man of God, distributing fresh fruits and vegetables and bread in our community, but you have to pick them up. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. Thank God for you. The family trees available for you, raising families up. Yes, they're raising families up. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God for the family tree located at 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. If you stand in need of parenting services, you need help, support, resources, give them a call at 410-889-2300. That's the family tree. And don't forget about their respite care service for children ages 2 to 12. Give them a call today. Let them know that you stand in need of their respite services, and the family tree is there for you, raising families up. And the good thing about it, my blessed sisters and brothers, the services are free. Praise God, praise God. Isn't God good? He has everything you need. Kids Care Plus program, Respite Child program. Kids Care Plus provides free short-term child care, again, for ages 2 to 12. With this program, you can find a safe and nurturing environment for when you need it most. We provide drop-in care for up to 4 hours with the same qualified staff and activities as full-time child care. If you need a break, sudden emergencies, doctor visits, job interviews. If you feel overwhelmed, give them a call at 443-451-9806. That's the Kids Care Plus program. 443-451-9806. Free, free, free. Their hours are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's for the Kids Care Plus program. And again, that number is 443-451-9806. Do not leave your children alone, please, my dear sisters and brothers. Also, they have a 24-hour parenting help line. Sometimes we need help. We don't know where to go. We don't know where the resources are available to us. Give them a call at 1-800-243-7337. 1-800-243-7337. Also, if you'd like to go online, you can go online and look and see what they have to offer at familytreemd.org. Familytreemd.org. The family tree is available to you, you, and you. 2108 North Charles Street. All right, they're available for you. Free services, free help. Thank God for Jesus. Yes, you're listening to the Power Hour Prayer with your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. Good morning, Margie Mercer. God is good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good morning, Shanita Kelly. Good morning, Rael Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Diamond Tickle. Good morning, Elder John Waters. Good morning, Chief Apostle Deborah O. Gilmore. We're excited about our program today. We're happy and excited. God is blessing us over and over and over again. Good morning, Mother Annie Green. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. We are praying for you, Diane Green Staten, Tyrone Staten. We are praying for you, Rosie Traham. We are praying for you, Wallace Green and Sandra Green. Yeah, we're praying for our couples. They need prayer. We're praying for Annette and Don Smith, Elder Annette Don and Annette Smith. We're praying for you. Keep Hope Alive Ministries. Praise God. Thank God for hope. We need all the hope in Jesus Christ. We are praying for you, Archbishop Alamasi and King Alamasi. Thank God for your ministry, powerful ministry with a vision for God's people. We thank God for you, that God will continue to bless you, watch over, and keep you. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, we are praying for you. God is able, and your powerful, powerful ministry that God has blessed you with. Thank you for coming into the nursing homes and teaching God's people. Truly, truly a blessing from the body of Christ. Yes, we are praying for you, Elder Josephine Dennis, your family in its entirety. God is a good God. He can do anything but fail. And yes, God is keeping you, Pastor Tammy Caesar. We are praying for you and the entire Caesar family. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Burdetta Washington, God is able. Yes, he is. He's a good God. Yes, he is. We are praying for all of our postal workers. Sister Greta, Teresa Jenkins, Al Bryan, Betty Thomas, Michelle Kennedy. Special prayers go out to our postal workers. We thank God for the postal workers walking the streets. Rain, snow, sunshine, hot, and the heat. We thank God for you, committed and dedicated to your work. Praying for our garbage collectors, our sanitation workers. We thank God for you. We thank you for doing the work that somebody else won't do. Truly a blessing. We thank you, Jesus. We are praying for all of our world leaders. Glory be to God. We are praying for Melissa Gracie, Elder Gracie, the entire Gracie family. We are praying for Evangelist Brown. We are praying, glory, hallelujah, for Debbie and Gus Dennis. Edward and Tanya, Edward and Tina Green. We're praying for Ruth and Alfred Bellamy, Pastor Victor Mines, and First Lady Mines, Pastor Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, and Sister Nettie Savage. We're praying for you in King David Nursing Home. We're praying for you. God is able. We know what God could do. We believe in the power of prayer. God is a good God, and he could do anything but fail. He haven't failed yet. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to his unchanging hand. God is a good God. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Sister Gwen, we are praying for you, your sons, daughters, grandchildren. God is in the blessing business. Gibson Megwood family, we're praying for you. Families that are celebrating family reunions, God is able. Yes, he is. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for your prayer requests. We thank you for sending in your praise reports. Yes, we ought to praise him. In the midst of all that's going on, we can still praise the almighty living God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Evangelist Janet, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Trust in God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Let him lead and direct your path. Thanks be to God. Jonathan, we are praying for you. Christina, we are praying for you. God brought you through. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to give him the glory and the honor. He didn't have to do it, but he did. We are praying for Victor. God is able. Thank you, Jesus. Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower, we are praying that God will touch and bless and heal and deliver. God will make a way out of no way. But we got to trust in him. Lean not to our own understanding. Happy birthday to you on tomorrow, Rhonda Hightower, Kobe. We're praying that God will bring you through another birthday celebration. And we thank God for those that have celebrated birthdays in the month of July. Pastor Clark, God is able. We're praying for you and your wife. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Ralph Denson, we're praying for you and your family in its entirety. Apostle Margie Mercer, great woman of God, we're praying for you, your sons, your daughter, grandchildren. Sister Ursula Dorsey, God is blessing you over and over again. We thank God for lifting you up out of your sickbed and guiding you and leading you and direct you. We thank you, God. Bishop Greg, we're praying for you. We're praying for you. Pastor Greg and the family, the church family. Melissa, we're praying for you. Minister Sharon Ricks. Minister Barbara Duffy, we're praying for you and your families in its entirety. Sister Minister Yvonne McFadden, God is keeping you, watching over you and guiding you. We know that he's able. Tracy, we're praying for you. Yes, God is good, and he's real in your soul. We're praying for you, Carolyn, Jackie, Rosa. You are praying for you, Carolyn Henderson and your husband, Kevin. Thank you, Jesus. Rosa and your husband, we're praying for you. God is a good God. In the midst of all sickness and death, God is still good. We know that what we're going through is not good, but God is still good. We thank you, Jesus. Pastor Reverend Dr. Hickman, we're praying for you. God will lead and guide you, your grandson, your sons. The praise report we got concerning your sons, we thank God. Isn't God good? And he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. A on-time God. He may not come. We think he should come. But we know that he's always on time. Father, we come in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for one more day. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Father God, you touched us with your hand of love. You breathed another breath of fresh air into our lungs. And we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day and the days to come. We thank you for keeping us safe in our homes. Our homes are intact. And we thank you right now, Father God, for keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. And those, Father God, that have gone through hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, break-ins, Father God, we pray for them. That you'll touch them, Father God, and bless them with the needs, things they stand in need of. Because you said in your word, Father God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You said you'll provide our needs. You'll make a way out of no way. And we're lifting them up one by one, Father God. Every individual, every family that's standing in need of shelter, food, and clothing. We're praying for those in Ukraine, those in Russia. We know that you said in your word there will be wars and rumors of wars. So we're depending upon you, the almighty living God. You know what's going to happen on tomorrow. We don't. So, Father God, we're not going to worry about tomorrow. We're going to thank you and praise you and glorify you for this day. We thank you, Father God, for keeping Dr. McCray. Father God, blessing her and healing her. We're praying for her son, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for Apostle Joanne Farley. We pray, Father God, for Tiffany, for Marvin. We pray, Father God, for their children, that you'll touch them, Father God, and move a mighty way upon them right now. Strengthen these families, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Christ Institution Baptist Church that you will guide the pastor, the apostle, in the right direction. Father God, let her preach and teach the word of God. We pray for all our world leaders in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for our archbishops, our bishops, our chief apostles and apostles, pastors, deacons and deaconesses, and trustees. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for our sextons of the churches, that keep them clean, faithfully, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for our world, our nation, because we are a nation called to pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. We pray for our military, those that volunteer to go into the military. Thank you, Jesus, to fight for our country, to keep our country safe. We pray for those soldiers, Father God, those military men and women. Thank you, Jesus. Our sailors, Navy, Army, thank you, glory be to God. Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Air Force, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. What an awesome God that we serve. We are praying, glory, hallelujah, for all of our individuals as police officers and sheriffs that are serving our community. They're there to protect us, Father God, and we thank you for them right now, that you'll touch them and guide them and lead them and keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. You know who they are, Father, and we pray that the people will obey the laws of the land. In the name of Jesus, we come against those that are using illegal weapons to destroy our families, our loved ones, our communities. We pray that you'll touch them, Father God, that they'll fall on bending knees and surrender to you and cry out, what must I do to be saved? That you'll touch their minds, that they will not have a mind to kill, murder, and destroy our loved ones. We pray for their salvation. Glory be to God. We pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus, that they'll lay down those illegal weapons. Stop them from bringing them into our community. We come against the ghost guns, Father, in the name of Jesus. Destroy them before they're placed in someone's hands to destroy someone's life. We know that you could do it, Father God. We know that you could do it. You said that you'll protect us from seen and unseen danger. But touch the minds of those individuals that have criminal minds, that want to do things that are illegal right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for their salvation. We pray for their salvation, that you'll regulate their hearts and their minds and their souls. We know their hearts could be deceitful. Touch those hard and stony hearts, Father God. We pray right now for the rapist. Touch him, her, right now in the name of Jesus. Stop them in their tracks, that they will not hurt another male or female, another child. We pray and speak against pornography, Father, in the name of Jesus, that it will not manifest on this earth. They will not be the one to take part in those illegal sins, the sins of the world. We speak against those sins of the world, lying, stealing, backbiting, gossiping, fornication, homosexuality. We speak against those sins, that you will destroy them from their minds, and they will not have a mind to want to commit sin. We know that we are not perfect, but we're striving for perfection in the name of Jesus. You said that all things are possible to those who believe. And we believe, Father God, that you are a deliverer this morning. We believe that you are a healer. We know that you could touch our sons and daughters, our wayward children. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, that they'll cry out to the Almighty Living God. We pray for the psychologists, the doctors, the anesthesiologists, the surgeons, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that they will give our people the right information. Touch their minds, Father God, that they'll have a mind of the Almighty Living God. We pray, Father God, for someone that's about to commit suicide. not on our watch will you commit suicide. Lay down those pills. Lay down those guns and knives. Stop cutting your wrists in the name of Jesus. Your body is a temple of God. And God can bring you through any situation, no matter how difficult it may seem. God is still in charge. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. Surrender to him right now, my dear ones. Yes, God is able. He will bring you through those trials and tribulations. You are overcomers. You're not survivors. Men and women of God, you're overcomers. He will bring you through. Just ask the Savior to help you. Yield to the Almighty Living God. Cry out to him. Surrender to him. Thank you, Jesus, for touching and blessing Reverend Dr. Teresa Mercer. Thank you, Father God, for touching and blessing and healing Mother Annie Green, Mother Nita, Dr. Kevin Carter. Thank you, Jesus, for healing and delivering and saving someone diagnosed with cancer. We thank you right now because you're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than diabetes. You're bigger than any mental disorder. Touch that mind and regulate that mind in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We know you could do it. We know you could do it, Father God. That's why we are praying to you persistently. We are persistent with our prayers. And Father God, touch each and every individual that they'll live according to the word of God and that your will be done in their life. Not our will, but your will. You know what's best for us, Father God. So we cry out to you this morning. We cry out to you and the unadulterated word, the word of God. The Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall I fear? We pray for the woman of God of Global Bible University, Dr. Apostle Alberta B. Montgomery. God is able. God is keeping you. You bless so many men and women. We thank you, Father God. Bless her and keep her safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Thanks be to God. We thank you right now, Father God, for Apostle Murray Davis Edwards. We thank you, Father God, for healing her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Total healing. For touching that heart. We know that you're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. We're praying for her and her church family. We thank you right now for the Flying Eagles Ministry. Bless the woman of God, Apostle Murray Davis Edwards. We thank you right now for lifting her up and restoring, Father God. We thank you right now for blessing her son, Billy, being by her side, her sister, Tina, and Diane in South Carolina. We lift up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Dr. Ron Green and Jill Green in Miami, Florida. We lift up, glory be to God, Jeanette Horton and her family in North Carolina, Wallace Green and Sandra Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Let them hear from you. Touch their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Let them cry out to the Almighty Living God. We thank you for the healing of his body. Let him surrender to you, Father God. Let him surrender to you. A transformation of his mind right now in the name of Jesus, that you'll cry out to the living God and surrender the work that he's doing to you. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus for touching his mind, his heart, and his soul. And let him cry out to you, the Almighty Living God. We thank you. We know that you could do it. We pray for Maddie Green in Tennessee. Touch her, Father God. Continue to be with her and Courtney. Guide them, lead them, and direct them. Let the Spirit of God fall fresh upon them and that family in its entirety. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for touching Kobe Green and Brandon. We thank you, Father God, as they're in their travels. Be with them and guide them and direct them. Let them continue to cry out to the Almighty Living God. Protect them, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. We know that you could do it. Make them successful in the work that you designed for them to do. We thank you, Father God, for them trusting and believing in the almighty living God. We thank you because we know that our God is not dead. Our God lives, and he lives within our souls. And we ought to praise him this morning. We ought to glorify him and bless him. Bless his holy name. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be, my sisters and my brothers? You ought to praise him this morning and glorify him and magnify him. Linda, we thank God for you. Being there with Harry, we bless your family in the name of Jesus. Forget about the past and walk into the future with Jesus Christ, the almighty living God. Walk with Jesus. Talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He will answer by and by. He will hear your ever cry. Have a little talk with Jesus, and he will make it right. Glory, hallelujah. We are praying for you, Sister Ward and Brother Ward, Jamal Davis, Martha Lewis. We are praying for you and your spouse. Gloria Henson, we are praying for you. God is still in the healing business. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. We're praying, glory, hallelujah, for the Brown family, for the Henson family in its entirety. Shirley, we're praying for you and your beautiful, blessed daughter and son. God is able. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. Yes, he is able. Yes, he's able. We're praying for every pastor. Every pastor, pope, those in the temples, the mosque, those behind prison bars, that the Spirit of God will go into the prisons and wake them up and shake them up. Let them feel the glory of the Lord. Innocent persons that are behind the prison walls, hold on to God's unchanging hand. God is able. Harry Close, God is able. God is keeping you, Bruce. God is able. He's there in Michigan. He's there right where you are. God is able. He's a true God. He's a living God. He will hear and answer your prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for releasing them in times like these. Thank you, Father God, for blessing them with jobs and a place to stay, new careers, a new beginning. We thank you right now, Father God, for going behind the prison walls. And we thank you, Father God, for touching each and every prisoner that's there, that they'll cry out to you, the living God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them safe. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying, glory, hallelujah. Sabrina, yes, we are. We're praying for you and your great endeavor for human rights. We thank you for standing up for human rights. We're praying for your sons, Father. We're praying, Sabrina. God is able. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. We serve a good God, a powerful God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Dr. Patricia McCray, we're praying for you and your son. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is keeping you, guiding you, and leading you. Someone need a breakthrough this morning. And that breakthrough is Jesus Christ. That breakthrough is Jesus Christ. Call upon the name of Jesus. Be persistent with your prayers. Don't give up. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Let God make the difference in your life. Let God decide as to where you should go, when you should go. God is doing it. I want to tell you this morning, in the name of Jesus, we're going to seal that prayer in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. How to behold the Christ in yourself. How to behold the Christ in yourself. Don't forget to behold the Christ in yourself. Once when an individual prayed and prayed about a difficult situation, She felt like she was all alone. But a still small voice whispered quietly, "Why don't you behold the Christ in yourself as well as in this situation? You're Christians, Christ-like. Thank you, Jesus. Men and women of God, pray for yourself a change. Pray for yourself a change, my sisters and my brothers." The individual did so by calling on the name and calling out her name often and affirming, "I behold the Christ in myself. Jesus Christ, I behold the Christ in myself. I behold the Christ at work in my life, producing perfect results." We serve a perfect God. You're not perfect, but God is perfect. You can behold the Christ in yourself. You're a Christian. "I behold the Christ in myself. I behold the Christ at work in my life, producing perfect results." Yes, he produced perfect results. He's the great producer. Thank you, Jesus. Yourself, the Christ in you. Look up to Jesus. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. He will hear and answer your prayer. Pray daily for yourself. Ask God to release yourself to the Christ within you. Mm-hmm. Release yourself to the Christ that is within you, to cast the whole burden of answered prayer on the Christ within you. I am a Christian. I am Christ-like. This often brings the right results. The Christ in you. Think about it, my sisters and brothers. The Christ in me. Thank you, Jesus. Flip Wilson used to say, "Oh, the devil made me do it." Think about the Christ in you. Thank you, Jesus. You're Christ-like. You're a Christian. Stop thinking about Satan all the time. Uh-huh. We can always think about him. But think about the Christ in you. What a mighty God you serve. God is able. God is doing it. God is taking care of me. I am Christ-like. God made you in his image. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're not Christ, but the Christ in you. Thank you, Jesus. We've heard individuals say, "Oh, you're just like your mother. You're just like your father. You're now born again. You're saved." So think about, I am just like Christ. I am Christ-like. I am Christ-like. I am not Christ, but I am Christ-like. I'm thinking about the characteristics of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you should be presenting as a man or woman of God. Agape love, unconditional love, peace, joy, happiness, a forgiving spirit, Christ-like, scriptures. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God is love. Christ-like characteristics. Your life cannot be limited. Christ is in me, and I feel his power. My life is not limited. He's not in a box. So you're not in a box. God has blessed you with many gifts, my sisters and my brothers. Use them. God has blessed you with many gifts. Don't limit yourself. Your life cannot be limited in Jesus Christ. He's in Venezuela. He's in West Germany. He's in South Africa. He's in Guyana. North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., Washington State, Germany, Arizona, California, Puerto Rico, El Salvador, New Mexico, Mexico. He's everywhere. He's not limited. He's not in a box. Your life is not limited. The Christ in you is your freeing power. He has freed you up. Christ has freed you up. Get out of the box. Stop thinking inside of the box. We are men and women of God. With God, all things are possible to those who believe. Stop limiting the Christ in you. You're keeping yourself in that box. Get out the box. He's freed you up. He's released you to do great and mighty things. Thank you, Jesus, men and women of God. You accepted him as your personal Savior. You believe and you trust in him. Stop limiting God and yourself. Christ in you is forgiving power. Forgiving power. He suffered and died on the cross for your sins and for my sins. Forgiving power. You want your prayers to be answered? You need to start forgiving others and forgiving yourself. Stop diagnosing yourself with problems and illnesses. Stop diagnosing yourself. A lot of you are self-diagnosing yourself. Stop doing that. I got this. I got that. Stop claiming those things in the name of Jesus. I denounce that spirit right now, that spirit of diagnosing yourself. Stop it in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And forgive yourself of that right now. Stop self-diagnosing yourself of illnesses. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. I need you, Lord. Help me with this situation. Spend some time with him. Early in the morning, in the wee hours of the night, when you can't sleep, cry out to Jesus and rest in the Lord. Diagnosing yourself of illnesses, my sisters and my brothers. That's why the doctors are saying they can't find anything wrong. It's nothing wrong. It's a spiritual problem. Thank you, Jesus. Stop claiming diabetes. Stop claiming arthritis. Stop claiming asthma. Stop saying it's mine. It's not yours. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Look at Wilma Rudolph. Got up and started running. Was diagnosed with asthma. Stop claiming those illnesses. In the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit right now. Christ in me is my forgiving power. Forgive yourself and others. You're not a detective. Stop trying to figure everything out. Stop trying to figure everything out. While you're trying to figure out, God has already worked it out. Stop worrying. If you're praying, you should not be worrying about anything, my Christian sisters and brothers. The world may worry, but not you. Don't worry about anything. Use common sense. Cry out to God. Ask God to lead and direct your path. And don't hurry God. Don't rush God. God's got you where you are right now for a reason and for a season. Don't miss out on your blessing by doing what you want to do and when you want to do it and how you want to do it. God has a blessing in store for you. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And while you're waiting on the God, be patient. Christ in me is my forgiving power. Christ in me is my releasing power. God will release that power in you. Christ in you now frees you from all attachments to people, places, or things of past or future.
We need to let some things go. Stop worrying about the past. The past is the past. You can't do anything about that. But you can walk into the future. Christ in me is my healing power. He's healing you right now. Christ in me now raises me up to perfect health. In the name of Jesus, by his stripes you are healed. Christ in me is my prospering power. Christ in me is always worthy. Through the Christ within, I give up my best and receive only the best in return. Christ in me now reveals any block to be removed mentally or emotionally, so that I am receptive to all heaven, all health, wealth, and happiness. Christ in me now guides me into my true place in life with the true people, and I am rejoiced. Christ in me is producing perfect results in every phase of my life. Now, and all is well, I relax and let go and let God. I release my life, this situation, this person, to the perfect outworking of the Christ consciousness now. Let go and let God. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Thank you, Jesus, for the Christ in you. Release and let those situations go. Let go and let God. The Christ in you is forgiving power. Forgive this morning. Forgive that individual, that situation, in the name of Jesus. Walk in the Christ in you. Let someone see the Christ in you. Believe in the Christ in you. Trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your praise reports. I want to receive your prayer requests. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. Glory be to God. We're praying for the Christ in you. Let go and let God. Tune in again on Monday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Power Hour of Prayer. Share the number with someone else. Be a blessing to someone else on today. Let them see and hear the Christ in you. God bless you real good.